all the way today.
Hi, Jacob?
Yes.
Is this Jacob?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jacob. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guaranteed Department. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So it looks like you spoke with one of our agents yesterday, and the reason that your account came across my desk is because you are eligible for possible upgrade through Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that program?
I believe it's the same thing the lady told me yesterday about adding it and paying per click or something.
No, this is a little bit different than that. What she spoke with you yesterday was going to be the Google Ads, which is a pay-per-click. This is a specific pay-per-lead service that is for Google Guaranteed service providers, and it's guaranteed leads coming directly to you that you don't share. So it's a lot different than what she offered you yesterday. There are certain qualifications to ensure that you are able, that we are able to submit the application on your behalf. The first of which is going to be, do you have business license and insurance for the company?
Yes.
Okay. And how many face-to-face employees do you have?
Face-to-face employees?
Correct. People that are going out, is it just you? Or?
Two.
Okay. So the other thing is that there is a background check that goes for all face-to-face employees. What happens is with the Google Guaranteed, it's up at the very, very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. Have you ever done a search and seen this?
No.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed services are specific service providers that Google has vetted and gone through advanced verification for Google Guaranteed service providers. So what happens is this is like the elite of the service providers in specific categories and specific areas. Okay?
Okay.
The advantage to having yourself listed as a Google Guaranteed service provider is A, that the client, you as a client, only pay per Google Guaranteed valid lead. You don't pay if it's unqualified. Unqualified calls or solicitation or spam calls, services that you don't offer or locations that you don't provide those services in. If you were to receive a phone call and it was a call from a wrong number, the caller was trying to sell you a product, if it was otherwise not a live human being, therefore like a press one dialer or a recorded call, you would not be charged. If that location is not listed on your profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. If it is a service that you don't provide and you decline the job, you're not charged. So with this, you do know for a fact that it's a Google Guaranteed call coming in because we give you a specific Google call tracking phone number that will say Google Guaranteed lead before the call comes in. The client is contacting you. You're not chasing the lead down. In addition to that, you don't share the leads. So the leads only go to one specific provider per inquiry. So you don't have to worry about, you know, other contractors calling on that or other service providers calling on that or them reaching out to them because that lead only comes to you. Okay? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How does all of that sound to you so far?
It sounds quite familiar. I'm with Angie Lee and Yelp, which I'm a part of both and not a fan of one.
Right.
And then kind of not a fan of the other, but I'm getting...
getting used to it. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me explain the difference here. Angie's Leads and Yelp, Home Advisor, Porch.com, all of those pay-per-lead services, they're Google's biggest clients. So what they do is they purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads section, okay? And they pay per lead when that customer or prospect clicks on their ad, and they decide who the lead goes to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you share the lead. It goes out to multiple different businesses. Everybody pays for the lead. Hopefully one guy gets the job if it's not just some looky-loos, right? Okay. I gotcha. I'm super familiar. So this is actually 100% the opposite of that. Okay? So what has happened is Google has built this program called Google Guaranteed as a lead source to trump all of those. So A, you don't share the lead. The lead only comes to you. B, you're not chasing that lead down. The lead is contacting you. If the all the calls are recorded, so you're not going to get unqualified calls. If it's an unqualified call, we dispute it. You're not charged. It's extremely easy to navigate. And the other advantage to this is, see, with those type of paper lead services, if somebody clicks on the profile of that ad, you're automatically charged because it's a cost per click. Somebody can click on your Google Guaranteed listing. They can look at your website. They can read your reviews. They can do anything. Once they click that Google Guaranteed phone number, they're going to be connected directly with you. And only once that's considered a qualified lead are you charged.
Okay. So okay. Who generates the prices on these leads?
Your lead costs will be locked in. So first and foremost, I want you to know that there's a $250 application fee that's non-refundable. That $250 application fee goes to get you completely Google Guarantee approved and for background checks for all face-to-face employees. Say you add 5 employees in the next year and you need background checks for all of them as well. It's all inclusive. There's nothing additional. Okay?
Okay.
Once your application has been processed and approved, now the maximum amount of time that I've ever seen it take is 4 to 8 weeks. I've also seen it happen in as little as 2 weeks, and the reason that I explain this timeline to you is because the budget, for the minimum monthly budget for the Google Guaranteed leads is not automatically charged. Again, this is the complete opposite of what you've already experienced through the other pay-per-lead services, and Google has created a superior product for you. Your cost per lead is locked in at $25.33. It will never go up. It will never change or increase. There's no accidental, oops, we accidentally sent you 5 extra leads, so you owe us this much. Because Google makes us set a minimum monthly budget for 13 Google Guaranteed leads in a month. So that's $331 for 13 Google Guaranteed leads. Again, the price will never go up or change on you. It's locked in. So say in the first month, that you don't use your entire budget. Say you paused the campaign for some reason. Maybe you got too busy or you went on vacation. Something along those lines. Then that remaining budget automatically rolls over to the following month.
Okay.
Only once you've been completely Google Guarantee approved and the application has been processed, advanced verification has taken place, then our agent for the Google Guaranteed representation calls you and they call you and say, okay, everything's approved, your listing is active, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. Then we charge the minimum monthly budget. It's not like you just have to pay automatically and hope for the very best. Plus, you get complete tracking and reporting on the entire package as well.
So I'll be paying y'all the $200 a month plus $250 to get this started plus $331 for 13 leads.
You can do that, or you can choose to move forward with just one or the other package. It's really up to you. At least since what I'm looking at here is that you have the $299 package. Let me see here. So what I'm looking at is that you have the $299 package and you paid on the 18th of last month. So as of right now, it's the 6th. You're looking at about 12 days before that's going to automatically renew at the $299. My suggestion to you would be, if you want to give this a shot, it's the $250 application fee. We go ahead and process the application. You get us the documents we need right away so that we can get that moving forward. And if you want to cancel the $299 package, then you're able to do that before the cancellation date. Or you can keep it going until this is active if you need a little bit longer than the 12 days to get it moving forward. It's really up to you. A lot of companies, they choose to keep both packages running because they just want an overwhelming amount of business, and that's definitely what this is going to bring.
Okay.
As far as what you've got going on currently, you've got great placement so far, but it does take that 30 to 45 days with the current package in order to get it fully optimized and listed and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, it's all 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. You know, you're going to earn back thousands of dollars in revenue, and this puts your company into a great position. It's going to give you literally multiple places for what we call real estate on the first page of Google.
Okay. So, you have my number, right? I'm about to go into a dead zone, so if I lose it, you're going to call me back.
I absolutely will.
Okay. So, now, my question is, as far as paperwork needed, am I going to need to be sending in order to do this background check?
So what happens is I send you the application form. What's required is driver's license or a state ID number and social security number for background checks for face-to-face employees, copy of the business license and insurance, and the technician's going to take you through the application itself. It's very, very easy to get it going. And we have a specific client interview for that application in order to take you through that and make this as successful as possible.
Okay. All right. Now, is that something you can call me back in like 2 hours with? Because I'm going to have to call my insurance and have them send me a copy and go somewhere to get it printed and all that noise.
Well, sure. I can schedule the client onboarding for even tomorrow. Like, that's not a big deal. I can send you the application tonight so you know exactly what it is that you need. And you don't have to print it. You can just send it over via email directly to the application. But if this is something that you want to get going, did you want me to go ahead and charge the $250 application fee to the Visa we have on file, the ending in 3939?
No. So I got a business account now.
Okay.
And I think I need to start paying everything out of my business account so that way it's something I can write off as a new year.
Absolutely.
Do towards my taxes.
Yes, sir. I can change that card number out for you. That's no worry. And then what I do is I just send the application form over via email and text message, and we schedule the client onboarding for tomorrow at a time that's convenient for you, and then you'll have had 24 hours to overlook the application and, you know, see if there's any questions you have or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, send me that application, and then so I can take a look at it and get everything, all the documents I needed and stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
I pay and get this ball rolling because, you know, I waited for 2 weeks mm-hmm. for this card to come in the mail for Google,
mm-hmm.
and it never showed. And you're like, oh, we got to do the video. We go to the video Google thing now to verify.
Mm-hmm.
So, the last 2 weeks, I've been twiddling my fingers.
Right. I completely understand. Absolutely. Yeah, I can't. It looks like they did give you a push out on that because of that situation. Yeah, they're really good about that. So once I can process the application fee, then I can send you the application.
Oh, so I got to pay for it before the application?
Yeah, you got to pay for it before the application.
Okay.
Jacob, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to hit that drop zone. I'm telling you.
Right.
So I'm probably about to lose you here in the next 5 seconds.
Okay.
Call me back in like 3 minutes. Let me get out of the zone real quick.
Okay. Cool. I'll call you back in 3.
All right.
All right, Jacob.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.